Khalifa, the Fisherman of Baghdad. There was once in tides of yore, and in ages and times long gone before, in the city of Baghdad, a fisherman, Khalifa hight, a pauper wight, who had never once been married in all his days. It chanced one morning that he took his net and went with it to the river, as was his wont, with the view of fishing before the others came. When he reached the bank, he girt himself and tucked up his skirts. Then, stepping into the water, he spread his net and cast it a first cast and a second, but it brought up nothing. He ceased not to throw it till he had made 10 casts, and still nothing came up therein. Wherefore his breast was straitened and his mind perplexed concerning his case. And he said, "I crave pardon of God the Great. There is no God but He, the Living, the Eternal, and unto Him I repent. There is no majesty and there is no might save in Allah, the Glorious, the Great. Whatso He willeth is, and whatso He nilleth is not. Upon Allah, to whom being honor and glory, depends daily bread. When as He gives to His servant, none denies Him, and when as He denies a servant, none gives to him." And of the excess of his distress, he recited these two couplets. "If fate afflict thee with grief manifest, prepare thy patience and make broad thy breast. For of his grace the Lord of all the worlds shall send to wait upon unrest sweet rest." Then he said in his mind, "I'll make this one more cast, trusting in Allah, so happily he may not disappoint my hope." And he rose, and casting into the river the net as far as his arm availed, gathered the cords in his hands and awaited a full hour, after which he pulled at it, and finding it heavy, handled it gently and drew it in, little by little, till he got it ashore, when lo and behold, he saw in it a one-eyed, lame-legged ape. Seeing this, he said, "There's no majesty and there's no might save in Allah. Verily, we are Allah's, and to Him we are returning. What means this heartbreaking, miserable, ill luck and hapless fortune? What has come to me this blessed day? But all this is of the destinies of Almighty Allah." Then he took the ape and tied him with a cord to a tree, which grew on the river bank, and grasping a whip he had with him, raised his arm in the air, thinking to bring down the scourge upon the quarry, when Allah made the ape speak with a fluent tongue, saying, "O Khalifa, hold thy hand and beat me not, but leave me bound to this tree, and go down to the river and cast thy net, confiding in Allah, for He will give thee thy daily bread." Hearing this, Khalifa went down to the river, and casting his net, let the cords run out. Then he pulled it in and found it heavier than before. So he ceased not to tug at it till he brought it to land, where, behold, there was another ape in it, with front teeth wide apart, coal darkened eyes, and hands stained with henna dyes. And he was laughing and wore a tattered waistcloth about his middle. Khalifa said, "Praised be Allah, who has changed the fish of the river into apes." Then going up to the first ape, who was still tied to the tree, he said to him, "See, O unlucky, how fulsome was the counsel thou gave me. None but thou made me light on this second ape, and for that thou gave me good morrow with thy one eye and thy lameness. I am become distressed and weary without dirham or dinar." So saying, he grabbed a stick, and flourishing it three times in the air, was about to come down with it upon the lame ape, when the creature cried out for mercy and said to him, "I conjure thee, by Allah, spare me for the sake of this my fellow, and seek of him thy need, for he will guide thee to thy desire." So he held his hand from him, and throwing down the stick, went up to and stood by the second ape, who said to him, O Khalifa, this my speech will profit thee nothing except thou hearken to what I say to thee. But if thou do my bidding and cross me not, I'll be the cause of your enrichment. Khalifa asked, And what hast thou to say to me that I may obtain thee therein? The ape answered, Leave me bound on the bank, and hurry down to the river, then cast thy net a third time, and after I will tell you what to do. So he took his net, and going down to the river, cast it once more and waited a while. Then he drew it in, and finding it heavy, labored at it, and ceased not his travail till he got it ashore. When he found in it yet another ape, but this one was red, with a blue waistcloth about his middle. His hands and feet were stained with henna, and his eyes blackened with coal. When Khalifa saw this, he exclaimed, Glory to God the Great! Extolled be the perfection of the Lord of Dominion! Verily, this is a blessed day from first to last. Its ascendant was fortunate in the countenance of the first ape, and the scroll is known by its superscription. Verily, today is a day of apes. There's not a single fish left in the river, and we are come out today but to catch monkeys. Then he turned to the third ape and said, And what think thou also, O unlucky? The ape said, Do you not know me, O Khalifa? And he said, Not I. The ape cried, I'm the ape of Abu al-Sadat, the Jew, the Shroff. Khalifa asked, And what do you do for him? And the ape answered, I give him good morrow at the first of the day, and he gains 5 ducats. And again at the end of the day I give him good even, and he gains another 5 ducats. Whereupon Khalifa turned to the first ape and said to him, See, O unlucky, what fine apes other folk have. As for thee, thou gives me good morrow with thy one eye and thy lameness and thy ill-omened phiz, and I become poor and bankrupt and hungry. So saying, he took the cattle stick, and flourishing it 3 times in the air, was about to come down with it on the first ape, when Abu al-Sadat's ape said to him, Let him be, O Khalifa, hold thy hand, and come here to me, that I may tell thee what to do. So Khalifa threw down the stick, and walking up to him, cried, And what hast thou to say to me, O monarch of all monkeys? Replied the ape, Leave me and the other 2 apes here, and take thy net and cast it into the river, and whatever comes up, bring it to me, and I'll tell you what gladdens you. He replied, I hear and obey, and took the net and gathered it on his shoulder, reciting these couplets. When straitened is my breast, I will of my Creator pray, who may and can the heaviest weight lighten in easiest way. And ere man's glance can turn or close his eye, by God his grace, waxeth the broken whole, and yieldeth jail its prison prey. Therefore with Allah one and all of thy concerns commit, whose grace and favor men of wit shall nevermore gainsay. Now, when Khalifa had made an end of his verse, he went down to the river, and casting his net, waited a while, after which he drew it up and found therein a fine young fish, with a big head, a tail like a ladle, and eyes like 2 gold pieces. When Khalifa saw this fish, he rejoiced, for he had never in his life caught its like. So he took it, marveling, and carried it to the ape of Abu al-Sadat the Jew, as 'twere he had gotten possession of the universal world. The ape said, O Khalifa, what will you do with this, with thy ape? And the fisherman said, I will tell thee, O monarch of monkeys, all I'm about to do. Know then that first I will cast about to make away with yonder accursed, my ape, and take thee in his stead, and give thee every day to eat of whatever you want. Rejoined the ape, Since thou hast made choice of me, I'll tell thee how thou shalt do wherein, if it please Allah Almighty, shall be the mending of thy fortune. Lend thy mind, then, to what I say to thee, and 'tis this. Take another cord, and tie me also to a tree, where leave me and go to the midst of the dike, and cast thy net into the Tigris. Then, after waiting a while, draw it up, and thou shalt find therein a fish than which thou never sawest a finer in thy whole life. Bring it to me, and I'll tell you what to do after this. So Khalifa rose forthright, and casting his net into the Tigris, drew up a great catfish, the bigness of a lamb. Never had he set eyes on its like, for it was larger than the first fish. He carried it to the ape, who said to him, "Gather these some green grass, and set half of it in a basket. Lay the fish therein, and cover it with the other moiety. Then, leaving us here tied, shoulder the basket, and betake thee to Baghdad. If any bespeak thee or question thee by the way, answer him not, but fare on till thou comest to the market street of the money changers. At the upper end thereof, you'll find the shop of Master Abu al-Sadat the Jew, Sheikh of the Shroffs, and you'll see him sitting on a mattress, with a cushion behind him and two collars, one for gold and one for silver, before him, while around him stand his Mamelukes and Negro slaves and servant lads. Go up to him and set the basket before him, saying, 'O Abu al-Sadat, verily, I went out today to fish and cast my net in thy name, and Allah Almighty sent me this fish.' He'll ask, 'Have you shown it to any but me?' And then you answer, 'No, by Allah.' Then will he take it of thee and give thee a dinar. Give it him back, and he'll give thee 2 dinars. But do thou return them also, and so do with everything he may offer thee, and take nothing from him, though he give thee the fish's weight in gold. Then he'll say to thee, 'Tell me, what would you have?' And you'll reply, 'By Allah, I will not sell the fish save for 2 words. And he'll ask, 'What are they?' And then you answer, 'Stand up and say, Bear witness, O ye who are present in the market, that I give Khalifa the fisherman my ape in exchange for this ape, and that I barter for his lot my lot, and luck for his luck. This is the price of the fish, and I have no need of gold. If he do this, I'll every day give you good morrow and good even, and every day thou shalt gain 10 dinars of good gold, while this one-eyed, lame-legged ape shall daily give the Jew good morrow, and Allah shall afflict him every day with an avani, which he must needs pay. Nor will he cease to be thus afflicted till he's reduced to beggary and has nothing. Hearken then to my words, so shall you prosper and be guided aright.' Khalifa said, 'I accept thy counsel, O monarch of all the monkeys, but as for this unlucky, may Allah never bless him. I know not what to do with him.' The ape said, 'Let him go into the water, and let me go also.' 'I hear and obey,' answered Khalifa, and unbound the 3 apes. And they went down into the river. Then he took up the catfish, which he washed, then laid it in the basket upon some green grass, and covered it with the other, and lastly, shouldering his load, set out with the basket upon his shoulder, and ceased not faring till he entered the city of Baghdad. And as he threaded the streets, the folk knew him and cried out to him, saying, 'What do you have there, O Khalifa?' But he paid no heed to them, and passed on till he came to the market street of the money changers, and fared between the shops, as the ape had charged him, till he found the Jew seated at the upper end, with his servants in attendance upon him, as he were a king of the kings of Khorasan. He knew him at first sight, so he went up to him and stood before him, whereupon Abu al-Sadat raised his eyes and recognized him, said, 'Welcome, O Khalifa, what do you want, and what's thy need? If any have missaid thee or spited thee, Tell me, and I'll go with thee to the chief of police, who shall do thee justice on him. Replied Khalifa, Nay, as thy head liveth, O chief of the Jews, none hath missaid me. But I went forth this morning to the river, and casting my net into the Tigris on thy luck, brought up this fish. Therewith he opened the basket and threw the fish before the Jew, who admired it, and said, The Pentateuch and the Ten Commandments, I dreamt last night that the Virgin came to me and said, Know, O Abu al-Sadat, that I have sent thee a pretty present. And doubtless 'tis this fish. Then he turned to Khalifa and said to him, By thy faith, has anyone seen it but me? Khalifa replied, No, by Allah, and by Abu Bakr the Veridical, none hath seen it save thou, O chief of the Jews. Whereupon the Jew turned to one of his lads and said to him, Come, carry this fish to my house, and bid Sadah dress it and fry and broil it, against I make an end of my business and hie me home. And Khalifa said, Go, my lad, let the master's wife fry some of it and broil the rest. Answered the boy, I hear and I obey, my lord, and taking the fish, went away with it to the house. Then the Jew put out his hand and gave Khalifa the fisherman a dinar, saying, Take this for thyself, O Khalifa, and spend it on thy family. When Khalifa saw the dinar in his palm, he took it, saying, Laud to the Lord of Dominion, as if he had never seen anything of gold in his life, and went somewhat away. But before he'd gone far, he was minded of the ape's charge, and turning back, threw down the ducat, saying, Take thy gold, and give folk back their fish. Dost thou make a laughingstock of folk? The Jew, hearing this, thought he was jesting, and offered him 2 dinars upon the other. But Khalifa said, Give me the fish, and no nonsense. How knewest thou I would sell it at this price? Whereupon the Jew gave him 2 more dinars, and said, Take these 5 ducats for thy fish, and leave greed. So Khalifa hent the 5 dinars in hand, and went away rejoicing and gazing and marveling at the gold, and saying, Glory be to God! There's not with the Caliph of Baghdad what is with me this day. Then he ceased not faring on till he came to the end of the market street, when he remembered the words of the ape in his charge, and returning to the Jew, threw him back the gold. He said, What aileth thee, O Khalifa? Dost thou want silver in exchange for gold? Khalifa replied, I want nor dirhams nor dinars. I only want thee to give me back folk's fish. With this the Jew waxed angry and shouted out at him, saying, O fisherman, thou bringest me a fish not worth a sequin, and I give thee 5 for it, yet art thou not content? Art thou jinni mad? Tell me for how much thou wilt sell it. Answered Khalifa, I'll not sell it for silver nor for gold, only for 2 sayings thou shalt say me. When the Jew heard speak of the 2 sayings, his eyes sank into his head. He breathed hard and ground his teeth for rage, and said to him, O nail-paring of the Moslems, wilt thou have me throw off my faith for the sake of thy fish? And wilt thou debauch me from my religion, and stultify my belief in my conviction, which I inherited of old from my forebears? Then he cried out to the servants who were in waiting and said, Out on you! Bash me this unlucky rogue's neck, and bastinado him soundly. So they came down upon him with blows, and ceased not beating him till he fell beneath the shop. And the Jew said to him, Leave him, and let him rise. Whereupon Khalifa jumped up as if nothing ailed him. And the Jew said to him, Tell me what price thou askest for this fish, and I'll give it thee, for thou hast gotten but scant good of us this day. Answered the fisherman, Have no fear for me, O master, because of the beating, for I can eat 10 donkeys' rations of stick. The Jew laughed at his words and said, Allah upon thee, tell me what thou wilt have, and by the right of my faith I'll give it to you. The fisherman replied, Nothing from thee will remunerate me for this fish, save the two words whereof I spoke. And the Jew said, Meseemeth thou wouldst have me become a Moslem. Khalifa said, By Allah, O Jew, if thou Islamize, 'twill nor advantage the Moslems nor damage the Jews. And in like manner, if thou hold to thy misbelief, 'twill not damage the Moslems nor advantage the Jews. But what I desire of thee is that thou rise to thy feet and say, Bear witness against me, O people of the market, that I barter my ape for the ape of Khalifa the fisherman, and my lot in the world for his lot, and my luck for his luck. The Jew said, If this be all thou desirest, 'twill sit lightly upon me. So he rose without stay or delay, and standing on his feet, repeated the required words. After which he turned to the fisherman and asked him, Hast thou anything else to ask of me? No, answered he. And the Jew said, Then go in peace. Hearing this, Khalifa sprung to his feet forthright, took up his basket and net, and returned straight to the Tigris, where he threw his net and pulled it in. He found it heavy, and brought it not ashore, but with work, when he found it full of fish of all kinds. Presently up came a woman with a dish, who gave him a dinar, and he gave her fish for it, and after her a eunuch, who also bought a dinar's worth of fish, and so forth till he had sold 10 dinars worth. And he continued to sell 10 dinars worth of fish daily for 10 days, till he'd gotten 100 dinars. Now Khalifa the fisherman had quarters in the passage of the merchants, and as he lay one night in his lodging, much bemused with hashish, he said to himself, O Khalifa, the folk all know thee for a poor fisherman, and now thou hast gotten 100 golden dinars. Needs must the commander of the faithful, Harun al-Rashid, hear of this from someone, and happily he'll be wanting money and will send for thee and say to thee, I need a sum of money, and it hath reached me that thou hast 100 dinars, so do thou lend them to me those same. I shall answer, O commander of the faithful, I am a poor man, and whoso told thee that I had 100 dinars lied against me, for I have nothing of this. Thereupon he'll commit me to the chief of police, saying, Strip him of his clothes and torment him with the bastinado till he confess and give up the 100 dinars in his possession. Wherefore, meseemeth, to provide against this predicament, the best thing I can do is to rise forthright and bash myself with the whip, so to use myself to beating. And his hashish said to him, Rise, doff thy dress. So he stood up, and putting off his clothes, took a whip he had by him and set handy a leather pillow. Then he fell to lashing himself, laying every other blow upon the pillow, and roaring out the while, Alas, alas, by Allah, 'tis a false saying, O my lord, and they have lied against me, for I am a poor fisherman and have nothing of the goods of the world. The noise of the whip falling on the pillow and on his person resounded in the still of night, and the folk heard it, and amongst others the merchants, and they said, Whatever can ail the poor fellow, that he cries, and we hear the noise of blows falling upon him? 'Twould seem robbers have broken in upon him and are tormenting him. Presently, they all came forth of their lodgings at the noise of the blows and the crying, and repaired to Khalifa's room. But they found the door locked, and said one to the other, It's like the robbers have come in upon him from the back of the adjoining saloon. It behooves us to climb over by the roofs. So they climbed over the roofs, and coming down through the skylight, saw him naked and flogging himself, and asked him, What's wrong with you, O Khalifa? He answered, Know, O folk, that I have gained some dinars, and fear lest my case be carried up to the Prince of True Believers, Harun al-Rashid, and he send for me and demand of me those same gold pieces, whereupon I should deny, and I fear that if I deny, he will torture me, so I'm torturing myself, by way of accustoming myself to what may come. The merchants laughed at him and said, leave this fooling. May Allah not bless thee and the dinars thou hast gotten. Verily, thou hast disturbed us this night and hast troubled our hearts." So Khalifa kept flogging himself and slept till the morning, when he rose and would have gone about his business, but bethought him of his 100 dinars and said in his mind, "If I leave them at home, thieves will steal them. And if I put them in a belt about my waist, maybe someone will see me and lay in wait for me till he comes upon me in some lonely place and slays me and takes the money. But I have a device that should serve me well, right well." So he jumped up forthright and made him a pocket in the collar of his gabardine, and tying the 100 dinars up in a purse, laid them in the collar pocket. Then he took his net and basket and staff and went down to the Tigris, where he made a cast, but brought up nothing. So he removed from that place to another and threw again, but once more the net came up empty. And he went on removing from place to place, till he had gone 1/2 day's journey from the city, ever casting the net, which kept bringing up nothing. So he said to himself, "By Allah, I'll throw my net astream but this once more, whether ill come of it or good." Then he hurled the net with all his force of the excess of his wrath, and the purse with the 100 dinars flew out of his collar pocket and, lighting in midstream, was carried away by the strong current. Whereupon he threw down the net and, doffing his clothes, left them on the bank and plunged into the water after the purse. He dived for it nigh 100 times, till his strength was exhausted and he came up for sheer fatigue without chancing on it. When he despaired of finding the purse, he returned to the shore, where he saw nothing but staff, net, and basket, and sought for his clothes, but could light on no trace of them. So he said in himself, "O vilest of those, wherefore was made the byword, the pilgrimage is not perfected save by copulation with the camel." Then he wrapped the net about him, and taking staff in one hand and basket in another, went trotting about like a camel in rut, running right and left and backward and forward, disheveled and dusty, as he were a rebel marid let loose from Solomon's prison. End of part 1.